All right.
Mark's not going to be here, so you're good.
Oh, Mark's not?
No.
Okay, so you want me to keep going? The hall upstairs?
Well, then.
And then when you're done, you can do the downstairs.
We'll get the show on the road.
How was your finger after that?
I don't know. I've been doing it for a week.
Oh, it doesn't look too bad.
Okay, is your recorder ready?
We're recording, we're ready.
All right. We will call the meeting of the regular board meeting of September 24th, 2024 at 5 p.m. for the Board of Directors of Sewage Commission Orville Region. Can we have the roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Clark. Absent.
Salute to the flag. Len, would you lead us, please?
I will.
Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Next item is acknowledgement of visitors. Looking through the room, seeing no visitors present. Next item is board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the minutes from the August 27th meeting in your packet. If there's any questions, I can answer those now, or if you saw any errors.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second that.
And then all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, number six, employee safety meeting.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included the minutes from the safety meeting that we had on the September 17th, which is actually our CPR training. We included those in the packet, so if there's any questions, we can answer those now.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the safety meeting for September 17th, 2024.
I'll second
that. Second. Real quick, before we vote on the question, have you ever thought about having a defibrillator?
You're stealing my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The AED?
Yeah, an AED.
Yeah, we have one.
You have one? Okay.
Yeah, we have one, and we've all been trained on it. That was even back when Scott was the manager.
That's all part of it now.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah, it's all part of the process. I just wanted to check with that. All right.
Must have been something near here in the air.
I don't know. all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Coach came in. I'll let him report to you.
Yeah, I reviewed the warrants with the manager distributing that this morning. I found everything to be in order. I'll make a motion that we pay the warrants. Numbers 29180 to 29228. Including commissioner's checks 11180 to 11185 and electronic fund transfers in the amount of $208.38.
I'll second that.
All those in favor of receiving the warrants as presented, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Fiscal report number 8.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included both the July and August fiscal reports in the packet for you guys. If you have any questions, I can answer those now. And the reason we had to do both is because we did our audit.
Any questions on the reports? The board members?
No questions.
We don't need to vote on that.
No.
Just information received.
Yep, information.
Okay. Number 9, closed session.
Yes, sir.
We're outside of closed session. Do I need to make a motion on this?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion for a merit increase for our plant manager.
I second that.
Dated October 1st or right now?
Well, dated October 1st.
Yeah, it'll be October 1st, yeah. On my anniversary date.
Is that going to be a roll call vote?
Yes, please.
All right. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Yes.
Thank you all. Appreciate that. And Glenn, again, thank you, Glenn. A very good performance review. Item number 10, hourly wage schedule.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So every September 1st, we receive a automatic COLA unless it goes over 5%. If it goes over 5%, then we bring it in to you guys to approve. This year's it was 2.5%, so we enacted that on retroactive to September 1st. But because that changed our wage scale, PERS requires us to adopt the new wage scale officially. So that's what we've put this on the agenda for.
So we need to make a motion?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to adopt the hourly wage schedule effective September 1st, 2024.
I'll second that. We've got a motion and a second. I believe we have a roll call vote on this.
Yep. Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Coach?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Right. Item number 11, fixing the time for regular meetings of November and December 2024.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So every year we change the meetings for the November meeting and the December meeting based on the conflict that we could have with people's travel plans for Thanksgiving or Christmas. So we are asking you guys to approve the new November meeting date of November 19th, 2024 at 5 p.m. and the new December 17th meeting date, or the new December meeting date at December 17th, 2024 at 11 a.m., which will have our annual Christmas luncheon right after that, which we invite everybody. You guys all know that. So we're asking the board to approve those new regularly scheduled meeting dates.
Is everybody happy with those?
Perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just double checking here really quick. November 19th?
November 19th at 5, and then December 17th at 11.
November 19th, I have City Hall.
At what time?
4.
Yeah, we do have City Council meeting that night.
You got a council meeting that night.
Can we just change the time? Well, I don't know.
You guys' time.
Same thing with December.
Well, the 17th is at 11 a.m.
Oh, okay.
That's the luncheon one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 19th, 1st, and 3rd, we have a regular council meeting.
So what day is the 19th?
The 19th is
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So move it to Wednesday.
Yeah.
Could we do that Wednesday? Could you do that? Are you good?
20th.
So that would be November 20th.
Is anybody going out of town for Thanksgiving?
No.
No? Okay.
So Wednesday, November 20th at 5 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And Brian, is that's okay for us to change that in that manner, even though it was not on the agenda for those dates?
Yes, it's on the agenda for discussion, so the fact that you modified it a little bit is fine.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody's good with that?
Yep.
So I'll make a motion to approve moving the November meeting date to November 20th at 5, and the December meeting date to the 17th at 11.
Yes. Hear the motion, or hear a second?
Just to clarify, isn't that week Thanksgiving? Is everybody going to be in town that evening? I'll be in town, so it's not a problem for me.
Yeah.
I think that the next week is Thanksgiving.
Next week.
Oh, the weekend.
Yeah, the 28th
okay.
is
yeah,
Thanksgiving.
Okay, great.
Okay.
It's the week
okay.
before.
Right.
So we need a second.
Second. I second
so
it.
Motion and second to move the December date to the 17th at 11 a.m. in the morning. All those in favor, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 None opposed. We exceeded our consensus, so so moved to the 17th at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you all. Okay, so we've got that thing here, item number 11, number 12. Is the resolution 08-24 fixing the regional facility charge and the score policy of 7260?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So by policy, SCORE reviews its regional facility charge annually, just like we do the monthly sewer service charge. This time it's the regional facility charge, which is the connection fee. Staff recommends no change. So we're just asking for you guys to approve to keep it the same.
So moved.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Does require a roll call vote.
Yep. Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Coach?
Yes.
Oh, now we're up to the attorney's report. Brian, what can you tell us?
Yes, Mr. President and Board, I actually don't have anything to report. We have, from last time, we had a closed session. Those items are moving forward. The litigation items are kind of at a little bit of a standstill as well. Just been working with staff on the other projects. But other than that, nothing else to report.
Ryan, was there a court date scheduled for that litigation, or is that still pending?
Still pending. We do not have a court date.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions of the attorney? Seeing none, thank you, Ryan. Much appreciated. Manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So no operational issues to wrap up this month. Trying to get this sludge out of here. We got a little hiccup from Neal Road. Even though last year we asked them, hey, give us a complete list of every single possible test you could possibly want us to run on our sludge. And they said, okay, here it is, complete list. Take this, do all this, and we'll be ready for you next year. So we called them up and said, we're ready to come. And they said, oh, we need this new test. So some nasty grams went back and forth from me to him, the Craig, who runs the Neal Road. I wasn't real happy with that. I think that's pretty sloppy. Hopefully it doesn't rain. Kendra, our chemist, was able to find a lab that can turn it around in about 5 days. So I think we'll be safe and not get our sludge wet and incur extra cost. But
is this a new test that we've never done before?
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed their standards.
They got, well, county. It's not necessarily his fault. I felt like it should have been their duty to kind of tell everybody that brings to them that there's going to be new requirements. He didn't agree. What happened is the State Water Board changed their waste discharge requirements. So now they have to require more testing for you to discharge, for us to dispose it there, which is fine. I understand. They have regulators just like I do. A heads up would have been cool because they found out like 8 months ago. So
yeah.
So that would have been nice, you know. But anyways, we didn't get that. So we're kind of in the scramble mode. We'll get it out of here. Hopefully it doesn't rain and doesn't cost us a bunch of money. But I don't think it will. And at this point in time, we're already taking water from Neal Road because they have problems with their ponds. They get too full. So we're treating some of their water. So it really, it's just going to eat. If we did incur some more costs from Neal Road, it's going to just eat up kind of the credit that they've been building up with us. And anyway, it's not going to cost us any money out of our budget, but it's less money that they're going to pay us. So at the end of the day, it does take money out of our bank account.
We got it all piled up out there, ready to go.
It's all ready to go and dry. It's been ready for a while. We've just been waiting for them. So so that wasn't that. I wasn't real happy about that, but we'll get that. We'll get it fixed and get it out of here. The next ones, we've covered most of these things. The next one I wanted to talk about was solar expansion. So there's a lot of balls in the air on the solar expansion, mainly because where we would have to put it. So I'll start at the beginning. So our other solar field is way out there, and it's so far out there, and that's where they had land to do it. So it's not a bad thing that it's out there, but that it's so far out there. And Scott might be able to speak better to this because he's more of an expert in this area than I am. But they create the power out there at 480. There's such a voltage loss to try to pump 480 power from there to here that we have a transformer that boosts it up to 5,000 volts, brings it here, and then drops it back down to 480 with another transformer. Well, that line and the transformer, that all costs a lot of money to have. So our thought on the new, if we were going to expand, would be to put it back here in this open space right behind the digester, which gives us a much shorter run to get here to the facility, and we don't have to buy a transformer, bring it up, get another transformer to bring it down, and then spend all that money for that giant transmission wire.
You're traveling through too much wire to get it here.
It's about a quarter mile of wire.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and then what happens is you got to downsize the wire to keep the energy up, so your miles will put it closer.
Exactly. And the other reason we want to put it closer is because when the main plant upgrade happens, so this is phase one, when phase two happens, we will merge our parcels, because this is actually two parcels now. This is a separate parcel up here. That's why it's got its own PG&E drop, and we have another drop back here. Well, back here, so when that happens, we're gonna merge the parcels, and they're gonna put a 6,000 amp drop up here to serve the whole plant. And the reason they have to do it up here is because back here we don't have the room. It's not up to code anymore. There's not enough space around the transformer and around the drop to meet PG&E standards. So we have to move it up here. So we have to merge the parcels. So that's gonna cost money. That means if we build the solar now, we're gonna have to take it from running here into the plant to running there into the plant, which will cost money. So at first I was very hesitant to bring that to you guys because it's like, well, that's
a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, that's a lot of moving parts. We're gonna have to pay money later on to change it. But the more and more I sat here and looked at it and went, every year we don't do this, that's $500,000 we're not saving, right? Because it's a $3 million project. I think we get a million of that back in tax credits. So it ends up being about a $2 million project and their proposal is $500,000 savings a year. So and that's a four year payback. That's no brainer all day. That makes money. But my concern was with all the moving parts. So I asked for a lunch with Commissioner Coach and we talked about it. I leaned heavily on him on some of this solar stuff. And he was like, that's still a no-brainer to me. You know, yes, it might cost us a little bit to move it, but we've saved the 500 grand every year up until that point.
Yeah, you're only talking a line running from your new location over to here.
Exactly. And so my thought too is that if it's here, you can just reverse the home run. So take the inverter that takes it from here and punches it back and just move it to the other thing, and it'll basically be the same distance to the new drop here.
You're just losing you could even pull
the
cable back.
You might even be able to pull the cable. So we could keep it as cheap as possible, but there will be cost. There will be cost to change it. And at first I was worried about that, and then after having a conversation with him, it's like, yeah, but you got to start that clock on saving that money right now.
Yeah, because their rate's going to keep going up.
Exactly. So, we don't have proposals yet. We're working on getting all the proposals, but I just wanted to give you guys and kind of get direction that this, you guys agree that we should start that clock now, start saving that money now, and then worry about moving it and the cost of that when that happens.
Yeah, but you're only talking,
from where it plugs in here to where it plugs in there, which we're going to have to do on the old system anyways. It's going to have to come from there all the way around the new road to here, so there's going to be cost there anyways.
I don't like the idea of boosting it up twice anyway.
Exactly. So
the way it is now is as efficient as it can be with that distance.
Yeah,
but we always had to turn those transformers off at night because they would sit there idle and just use up a lot of power. Mm-hmm. So it's much better. Another thing that then we talked about on this meter back here is a bi-directional meter. It's designed for solar. There's not one up here yet.
No.
It's just running that pump station.
Yep.
And whatever else.
Which is only $7,000 a month to pay for. So putting a 500 or a half a megawatt on a 7,000, I mean, it doesn't, we'd end up selling our power rather than using the power. Mm-hmm. And selling the power doesn't get you the
money.
That doesn't get you the money. Using the power is what gets you the money.
Right.
So, okay, I just wanted to make sure that you guys were in agreement that I should move forward and spend our time and energy to get you guys some solar quotes. So,
definitely.
We'll do that.
The only comment that I'll have here is it's going to be hard on getting PG&E nailed down to actually do whatever need to be do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this conversation with Patty, the president, when I was down at Helms Plant. One of their big problems are they can't meet the 90-day service connection to new project, new homes and everything. And her comment to me was, we're going to try to get that done. Right now we only do that 5% of the time. Their goal is to get 80% of the time to meet that demand, because right now they're talking 24 months on a new service connection for a single family. So there's a lot of workings going on at PG&E to meet that goal in their organization. I didn't hear her say anything about commercial install.
We weren't that far out, but it took them a while.
Yeah, it did.
It did take them a while.
We went with them a year on site
before we actually got them out here to do
work. It's only a comment because they're struggling, and she commented they're still struggling to get out of the bankruptcy problem. And one of the big problems is they can't get parts because they don't have the revenue to back up to put the parts in inventory. So any parts they get are ordered and delivered and used. They don't inventory anything right now.
Yeah.
It's a struggle. It's just a caution. You guys know that.
Yep.
Anyway, I just thought I'd mention it. Okay.
I'll move on to City of Oroville. This month we held a JPA meeting. Like I said, we had Brian, your manager, here. We had Fred, and they came to our regular JPA meeting, and then we had another JPA meeting with LAFCO. So that was good. Both went well. Thermalito Water Sewer, same thing. LAFCO, we met with your manager on LAFCO and the regular JPA meeting, and We also met with them, we had a meeting with them last week about the Rudy Creek pump design, since it's going to be serving your community. So Jamie's got a wealth of experience, so I wanted to kind of lean on him a little bit and pick his brain and make sure he didn't see anything that would bring issues in his mind. And Loepud, same thing. We worked with them on the LAFCO and the JPA meetings. We've offered help and to Dave in any way he needs it, and the railroad issue that he's tackling right now. He told us he'll let us know if he needs us, but he doesn't think he will. So I just wanted to extend that hand out there and let him know that we're here for him if we need be. But that's all I have to report.
Yeah, they want a line at 90 degrees. Right now it's 72. And it's full of slurry, so
yeah.
And we can't put a pipe through. So we got to do a new boring.
Well, the nice thing about it is, though, he was telling me that it'll be far enough away from the tracks that from here on out,
you guys
won't have to mess with the railroad to work on your own
line.
The
drawing showed it as a 90 degree, but it's not a 90 degree. And then we found out that it's full of slurry, and it's like new bore pit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all I got.
Okay, any questions for the manager? Seeing none, move on to visitor comments. Looking out in the audience, seeing no visitors. Number 16 is commissioner and staff comments. Any commissioner comments to add?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I'll add one item, and it's only because I've been to a lot of meetings here lately and a lot of different places, but one of the things we might add to our board minutes is the safety briefing at the beginning, because we're in a building. And it's becoming a very commonplace thing to have a briefing. In other words, before we welcome everybody and say, oh, by the way, if we had an earthquake, where do we go?
Gotcha.
Walk outside. And then the other title that I've been to this is, if we have an active shooter, what does everybody do? And then have one person responsible to clear out the building to make sure we're all outside. So you might add that to the agenda here, and then maybe for your safety briefings and those, just to have a safety briefing beforehand to identify who, what's, and where's of that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, yeah. We do have, 10,000 pounds of poisonous deadly gas.
Right.
50 yards that way, so.
And it's just a reminder for us all. I mean, we all would, if the building started shaking, we'd all leave, but it'd be nice to say, okay, we all leave and go somewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, because we literally have a procedure for that. Like, we would need to tell you, okay, the windsock's going that way, you need to go that way.
Yeah.
Like, and we've never talked about that in this meeting, so.
I've been doing it at council meetings, they all look kind of funny.
We can definitely add that.
Yeah, because I was in that building and I saw it move one time during an earthquake, and it's not a very good building.
Is that at every meeting you bring that up?
Uh-huh.
Just before you start the meeting?
Just before. We welcome everybody in, and then I let them know certain things, remind them where the exits are, and then where the restrooms are, and then if we do have a building need to leave the building, we all go out to the parking lot so we can account for everybody, and then I assign someone to make sure the building's empty, and just the little simpleness of it. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes a little bit of sense. So
sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Without any further ado, then I would call for adjournment. Do I hear a motion?
Mm-hmm.
So moved. All those in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, it carries. The chairman will adjourn the meeting until the next regular board meeting to be held on October 22nd, 2024 at 5 p.m. We are adjourned, folks. Thank you all.
Thank you.
So a motion can be...